کے لیے شری روپ سناتن جیو سناتن گوشت جی براج کر کے درشن کرتے تھے. یہ وہ برج بھومی ہے اور یہ برج اپاسنا ہے. اس برج اپاسنا کے لیے ہی صرف پرتھم بار شری نارائن سوامی جی یہاں پر آ رہے ہیں اور آپ کا سب کا بڑا اہوب آ کے آپ بڑی بھاگیشالی ہیں. انہیں یہ لوگ سنت لوگ, ارے ہم لوگوں کا اس کنٹری میں کیا کام ہے بےچار کو, ہم کو کیا کرنا ہے, کیا جس کے لیے آپ ہے کیا, یا کچھ نہیں ہے, ٹھنڈی کھانی ہے اور ادھر ادھر کی دکانوں میں ہمارے یہاں تو دکانوں میں درشن ہوگا, آپ کو ربی رسول اللہ کے درشن ہوگا, یہاں کیا ہے وچار کیجیے. اگر آپ ہمارے برندابن میں جاؤ تو آپ کو کیا ربڑی مالپوا انیکم پرکار کے پدارتھوں کا درشن ہوگا, بہاری جی کا درشن ہوگا, رادھا دس جی کا درشن ہوگا, سیوا کنڈ کا درشن ہوگا, ندوت کا درشن ہوگا, یہاں کیا ہے سی سائڈ میں سمجھاؤ کیا رکھا ہے. پھر بھی ہم لوگوں کو یہاں آنا پڑ رہا ہے, کس کے لیے, اپنے لیے نہیں, ادھر کے لیے نہیں, وستر پہننے کے لیے نہیں, نشکل آپ لوگوں کے لیے, اور کوئی دوسرا کارن نہیں. آپ کو یہ بتا رہے کہ آپ کا جیون کیا ہے, آپ کو یہ بتا رہے کہ آپ کہاں جا رہے ہو, آپ کو یہ بتا رہے آپ کہاں جاؤ گے. اسے ان سب باتوں کو بچا کر کے آپ کو برج کی طرف آپ کا پگ رکھنا ہے, برج میں آپ کو نواس کرنا ہے, اور ہو سکتا ہے اگر آپ زیادہ تپسوی بنے تو برج میں بعد میں آپ کو جنم بن لینا ہے. وہ برج بھومی ہے, اس برج بھومی کا جو مہتو ہے اسے آج بھی شام سندر کی جہاں آپ کا آشرم ہے سیوا کنڈ میں, آج ہی وہاں ٹھاکر جی کی مرلی سنائی دیتی ہے اور چیتنیہ مہاپرو جی نے اس کا انوبھو کیا ہے اور انہوں نے یہ کہہ بھی دیا ہے کہ رادھا کنڈ کرشن کنڈ گری گووردھن اور مادھر مادھر ونسی باجے یہی ورنداون. تو پرم پریمیوں ویشنو اور سوامی جی مہاراج, بڑے آنند کی بات ہے, میرا بڑا سوبھاگیہ ہے کہ کتنے سمے کے بعد برج بھوتوں کا درشن کر رہا ہوں. انہیں یہاں کہاں یہ وبھوتی ملتی ہیں, باقی میں تو اپنے آنند میں سیوا کرتا ہوں, سکھ میں رہتا ہوں, مجھے کوئی بات ٹھاکر جی کے پاس سانتا مجھے ملی ہوئی ہے, پر ایسے سمے میں ایسی برج وبھوتی جب آتی ہے تو میرا سوئم من ہو جاتا ہے کہ میں ان کے درشن کروں. اتنا کہتے ہوئے پھر میں آپ سے کہتا ہوں کہ آپ برج کی اپاسنا میں سنلگن رہیں اور جو آپ کے گرو دیو کے ہیں اس آگیا کو پلتے ہوئے برج اپاسنا میں تتپر رہے. اتنا ہی میرا کہنا ہے. دھنیہ واد. ہرے کرشن, ہری بول.
Absolutely to translate, and of course Goswamiji has spoken in such a melodious and heart-pressing way that it's difficult for me to translate, but I'll give the essence as much as I can do. And first of all, he started saying that I'm very fortunate to be here and have the association of personalities like Shri Gurudev and all the Vaishnavas who are so interested in Krishna consciousness and they're eager to know about Vrindavan, which is a transcendental land. I beg pardon that I cannot speak English language, and he's very good at speaking Gujarati, Punjabi and many other Indian languages. And the reason is that when he was young, his father forbidden him to study English language. He said, you must not study English language. So that's the reason he doesn't know English. But that is like 50 years ago. So still today, he doesn't know English. But he was speaking for Shri Gurudev that he's very pleased that he's here. And not only he's master of Indian languages, he's also very expert in English. At the same time, he knows the depth of the religion. What does, as Navdeep Prabhu has been explaining about Vishuddha Dharma, so he does not follow himself, but he has realized that. So being such a great scholar and being such a realized person, experienced, why is he staying in Braj? What is doing in Mathura and Vrindavan? It doesn't have any other place in the universe to stay. So that's a big question. It's a problem actually. Why a personality like him stays in Vrindavan and Braj? So then he went on to explain the beautiful glories and marvelous glories of Shri Vrindavan Dham. And then he says that Arjuna was also fortunate enough to associate with Lord Krishna, and probably he was thinking that Krishna is my friend or some relative. But it was only when he got the mercy of Krishna and he got the divine vision, he could understand who Krishna is. Similarly,
but you should try to define it, correct it. You should try to tell who was Arjuna and why he was playing like this, a role of...
So, well, we could have been fortunate enough to be here from the Lord Mata Srila Gurudev, but still he is asking me to. So we all know those who are devotees. But for the present guests who haven't come across with Bhagavad Gita and our Indian Vedic literature, just for the information, that Arjuna was associate of Lord. eternal associate, and he came with him to perform this pastime to for the benefit of the living entities. And he was never illusioned. He was never, because it's impossible. Lord's associates are as good as Lord. They can never be subjected to the material contamination, or they cannot be touched with the illusory energy of the Lord, with which we are controlled. We are conditioned souls. That's the difference. So Arjuna was just helping and assisting the pastimes of the Lord. He knew all the truths. But for us, he played the role of an ignorant person, and he was asking all the basic questions, which are very much essential for us to know. And the only reason in this life we are suffering is because we don't know about the realities of our life. So Arjuna, mercifully, he played a role of ignorant person, like a conditioned soul, and he inquired those questions in a very nice, systematic, sequence way. And one after another, the answers which Lord Krishna gave were revealing deeper and deeper truths of self-realization, knowledge about the soul, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should be very much concerned about the eternal position of Arjuna and all the devotees who are in this path of following Krishna consciousness. Because one can say that if the associate of the Lord can also be subjected to illusion, then what's the point following this path? So the only benefit is that once you attain a level, when you become the associate of the Lord, then you can never fall down from that platform. It's impossible. It can never happen. So I'll come back to my translation. So we're saying this transcendental land of Vrindavan is full of mysteries, and it spoke many verses also, and that was in Braj Bhasha and Sanskrit, saying that this transcendental land is full of many jewels, pearls, precious gems, and all other precious things. And this land is also, each particle of the dust is having so much of opulence, but we cannot see this, we cannot witness this with our material senses. And that is only possible if great souls like Srila Gurudev, if they give us their mercy, then, and they're also saying in Braj for this purpose, that those who are eager enough, those who have this intense desire to come and see and experience this deep truth of Vrindavan, when they come there, they associate with personalities like Srila Gurudev, and they are able to witness this transcendental truth. And he also said that not just all the saintly peoples are staying in Braj in the present day, but also in the past, many great personalities like Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, and also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago when he appeared, he also came to Vrindavan. And not just that, when Lord Krishna wanted to descend in Vrindavan, and Srimati Radhika was also requested to come along with him, then she said that before you take me to Vrindavan, you must take few things with us. And what she wanted that Govardhan should be there, Jamuna should be there, and there should be places for all these saintly people who can do bhajan, and all those beautiful things of Vrindavan which we see, all those transcendental trees and the abode, the Golok Vrindavan Dham, has to descend. And then Srimati Radhika agrees to come with Krishna. So, and then he spoke very nice verse in Bengali. Aap ek baar bolenge isse? Shyam Kund, Radha Kund,
Govardhan.
Madhur Madhur Bansi Bhaje, Ei Vrindavan. So this is very nice.
You can tell
it. Madhur Madhur Bansi Bhaje, Ei Vrindavan. So in this verse, they said the simple definition of Vrindavan Dham is that there is Shyam Kund, there is Radha Kund, there is Giri Govardhan, and very melodious Krishna flute is being heard there. Krishna plays very nice melodious flute, and then those who hear this, they just become mad after that. So this is a simple definition of Vrindavan. And also, there is, he talked a little bit about the separation mood of Mahaprabhu, and he said that as soon as Mahaprabhu would hear the word Vrindavan, his eyes would, so much tears would fall from his eyes, just like showers of rain. And he could not stop that. And so that vision with which Mahaprabhu was seeing Vrindavan, the mood with which Mahaprabhu was feeling Vrindavan, that same mood and that same vision If we can have, then we can actually experience the real identity of Vrindavan. And to give us that mood and to give us that vision, Srila Gurudev is. And personalities like him are coming here just to give us that vision which Mahaprabhu had. Because without their kind mercy and their compassionate nature, we cannot have these things. And he also said then, of course, Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present everywhere, but he's not accessible to all. And everyone is not allowed to see him. But mercifully, he comes in the form of great saintly persons, and then we can know about him, we can know about Vrindavan, and then we can become qualified to enter the transcendental realm of Vrindavan. And he said there is no place of jnana in Vrindavan. He is old. And Vairagya, he is like almost dead. Only bhakti is there. So Mahaprabhu said, all you have to do is just go to Vrindavan and take the remnants of the Brajavasis. And this Brajavasis, the remnants of the Brajavasis are so powerful, and they're so sweet, and they're so delicious, that when they take and just one piece of chapati, though maybe it's dried, and they eat it in the night, and if one piece is left over, they will not throw it. In the morning, next morning, they'll get up and they will put it in the milk and then again drink it and eat it. So transcendental. And this is bhakti. It's not difficult. This is bhakti. Just eating the remnants of the Brajvasis. And just by taking darshans of the Brajvasis, by associating with them, this is bhakti. So Mahaprabhu said, you should go and perform this thing. Okay. So, the definition of Brajvasis is, as Srila Gurudev often tells in his lectures, real Brajvasis are those who have the mood to follow Raganuga Bhakti. That is, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, they are of course the eternal associates of the Lord, Ragatmika Bhakta, but they have come down to the platform and so that we can follow, and by seeing their behavior, by following their instructions, we can follow this transcendental path of bhakti. That is Brajapim, having the same mood as Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda, Gopis or Sakhas and all the Brajvasis. They have a spontaneous natural attraction or attachment for Krishna. This is called Anurag. So those who take this bhav, this anurag, to be the target and want to have the same, and with the same anurag, they want to serve Krishna, they are the real Brajvasis. And who are staying in Braja and doing bhajan. Not just staying in Braja physically, but trying to follow these things. They are the real Brajvasis. And Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all the other acharyas, and all the Vaishnavas, those who follow these guidelines, they can be called and referred as Brajvasis. That this transcendental land of Vrindavan is not sectarian and it's not closed. It's not like a school and university that is just open to few people. It is universal. Everyone is welcomed. Everyone is invited to come and stay in Vrindavan and experience this transcendental enjoyment. Okay, so then he spoke many more things, glorifying transcendental land of Vrindavan. And in the last he said that Uddhava was also such a scholar, and he was a disciple of Brihaspati, who is the priest of the demigods. But the thing which even Brihaspati could not realize, Uddhava was able to experience a bit of it by the mercy of the gopis. And that was also possible because Krishna, he said, okay, if you want to know the reality of Vrindavan, if you want to experience, you must go and associate with these gopis. Because it's only by the mercy of gopis or those who are following in this disciplic succession, it's only by coming in touch with transcendental personalities like Srila Gurudev and saintly people, we can experience these things. So in the last, Uddhava glorified Braja and asked that, may I can just become a particle of Braj, I can become a creeper, and I can become a plant, because it's not possible for me to have the body like gopis and to serve like any other associate of the Lord. So I may just be allowed to be a creeper or a plant in Vrindavan. So that was the verse, Asha Maho Charandenu. So then again in the last, he was glorifying Sri Gurudev and he was saying, I'm fortunate enough to come here. But he spoke one more thing which I think is very important for us to hear, and that he said that our purpose to come here, personalities like him and Sri Gurudev, they are here for what? What they want? Do they want to feed their bellies or they want clothes? What for they are here? They are completely satisfied to be there. Their only purpose to come here is to make you understand What is this life? What are you doing? Where are you going? And if you know these things, then you can direct your life and then you can go in a proper direction. Otherwise, you don't know what you're doing. Just for this purpose, just for you, just for the sake of all these people who are completely away from the real meaning of life, thinking themselves to be this body. So the only purpose is to help, come here, and those people who are having little faith, or those who have really want to know about the real inner truths of the soul, it's for them that they are coming, and they don't have any other purpose to come here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Tell you that he hasn't come to ask for anything, he's actually come to deliver pure love of Krishna, which is very wonderful. Unfortunately, I'm on a different mission, slightly different mission. I've come to ask for something. I've come to ask for your help, your mercy. I work with a project here in Leicester called Friends of Vrindavan. You heard some of the glories of Vrindavan today from Maharaj. We are trying to do some work in Vrindavan to restore its original beauty. When we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear the glories of Krishna, we hear the glories of Vrindavan, how wonderful it is. With pure eyes we can see the Chintamani, we can see Vrindavan is in fact none different from the spiritual world. But unfortunately my position is not so elevated. So when I go there I see that the trees have been cut down, that there is no proper water to drink. That actually, Maharaj told me, even small children, they do not have proper food. And he asked, what can we do? And when he told me that, I remember that Srila Prabhupada used to always tell us about the blind man and the lame man. That here in the West, we are spiritually blind. But in India, in Vrindavan, there is some lameness, some material lameness. But together we can cooperate to do something wonderful. So we are trying to arrange to raise some funds to restore Vrindavan. So I've come here today to ask you. We are organizing one expedition from Yamunotri down to Vrindavan in October, and we're trying to get everybody to help us out, to contribute something. You can see we have some panels here about the work that we're doing, and there'll be one or two devotees who perhaps can tell you a little bit more about it. I don't want to take up more of your time and distract you from the kirtan, but I would ask you to look around and take one of our forms and see if you can do something. Thank you very much.